people are probably looking in and thinking, oh, he's lost this player, lost that player. But I come in and I sort to myself, they might go with Liam, which is fair enough. It's my job now to find the right players to bring in. And we started on Saturday with three. We've added a big one today as well. So, but we ain't going to stop there. I want to make this club successful. I want to take this club places, and I need the right players to do that. And the ones I've signed so far are the right players.
Clinton Morrison, clearly a very high profile signing. How have you managed to persuade him to come here?
I threatened him. No, I mean, I've known Clint years. We played against each other and didn't really like him when I played against him at the start, to be honest. And then I realised Clint's the same as me. He wants to win. We became good friends while he was at Birmingham as well. We speak a lot. And I think anyone that follows us both on Twitter are probably entertained, because all we do is abuse each other on there. But he's someone that I would have wanted straight away, because he's a winner. He's a winner, Clint. And you speak to him, regardless age or whatever. I want hungry people, want people that want to come in and win. And it's a different voice as well. The players, the younger players and the older players, you know, will look up to him because of what he's done in the game and listen to what he's got to say.
It's quite a coup, though, to get him to drop down to non-league, with all due respect, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just come from a professional club. I think where I'm at is, I mean, it's a laugh and a joke about how many clubs I've played for, and I think it's starting to pay off, because you get to know a lot of players and managers and coaches, and I'll learn from that side, the coaching, and I'll learn because I've played against players and played with them. So it's coming off. It's paying off.
And I suspect with you being ex-Villa, him being ex-Blues, that the banter's been flying already, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's always going to win at me, because I think he scored a few against Villa, didn't he? So I'm not going to get into that with him. But yeah, he's a top player, Clint, and it's massive for the club. I mean, it's probably one of the biggest signings that we would have here. But I ain't stopping there. There's other players that I've targeted that you've got to try and keep quiet and hope. But there's players that I've lost out on because of extra money that they're getting paid elsewhere. The players that I sign, I always want to sit down and speak with, because they get to see how excited, how ambitious I am, and that will be what's going to be for Redditch. So there's players that will sign that could have got more money elsewhere, but they realise where we're going. They're seeing the things that are happening behind the scenes. They're seeing the players now that we're going to be bringing in, and I'm sure players are going to want to go and play and be a part of this.
And the club came pretty close, of course, last season. You aiming for promotion this time?
Liam done really well last season, and had some very good players there. I never ever gave a goal target when I was playing. Never ever set a target to it and told anyone. I know what I want to do. We have to get the players in. We have to get the players to gel. I've seen a couple of players talking about it is going to be a rebuilding process here, and that will finish my table. Well, it is going to be a rebuilding process, but no one knows where we're going to finish. But we'll be giving it our best shot to have a successful season.
And there's big plans off the pitch. We look behind us, there isn't a pitch at the moment, but that's just the start, isn't it, in bringing the new playing surface in?
Yeah, definitely. We want to play the right way. That's just how I am. I want to entertain the fans. I want the fans to have a relationship with the players to have a relationship with the fans, and I want us to become one. I want the players to know some of the fans' names. They're not going to know everyone else, everyone's. But that's where I want. I want this club to be a family club. I want us to fight every game. I want us to play the right way. And I want us to excite the fans.
And does that come from learning off somebody like Marcus Bignett at Solihull, where you've just left?
100%. Marcus is the best manager in non-league. I've said it before, but it was quoted as, he's one of the best. No, he's the best. The way he ran the club at Solihull Moors, the stuff I learnt from him. Me and Marcus have always been close, and even to this day I still call him Gaffer, because I've learnt a lot from him, and stuff that I'll be bringing here, because I believe it's the right way in how he does it. I used to have a little bit of banter with the players, and he goes, are you just going to keep agreeing with him? And I said, the day he'd say something that I don't agree with, he knows I'll be the first to let him know. That day hasn't happened yet, so he's been superb.
But looking forward to this first sort of managerial role for you. I know you were coaching over at Solihull, but this is the first time that you've been a number one, isn't it?
It is, and I'm excited. I knew I was always going to be a manager, and Marcus knew as well, because he always said it to me. I know I'm ready, and it's now it's time to show the fans, the players, what I'm about, what I want from them, and I'm excited. And I always had, as a player, some players turn like, you know, I'd be subject to not niceness, really, I should say, not niceness from certain managers. And they'd be like, oh, I can't believe he's treating me this way. I said that, done this. And they turned from players to managers and done the same thing. At the end of the day, because I'm the manager, you still got to earn respect and you've got to show respect. And if I show respect to my players, the players will show respect back to me. I want my players to want to run through brick walls for me. I want them to know that we're in this together. It doesn't come from me shouting, bawling. I'm not to say that sometimes you're not going to, you know, it's an emotional game, shout. But the best thing is to encourage these players. If they're doing it wrong, let them know why they're doing it wrong and how they're doing it wrong. And we're back on the training ground. And we'll all be in it together. All.